Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the Sunbury Motors Studio's mobile today because today we're at the Lancaster Country Club, home of the 2015 U.S. Women's Open. And here at Lancaster Country Club, we're looking forward to the next couple of hours. Who do we have on the docket today? Not a bad lineup. How about Michelle Wee, Morgan Pressel, Stacey Lewin, MB Park, Paul. It's not bad. Also, Christy Kerr on hand as well at Lancaster Country Club, the home of the U.S. Women's Open. Pennsylvania's been a great host. Seven of these have been here in this state. So it's a great layout. It's playing longer because of all the rain. We've already had one weather warning here today, but then it cleared out. And it has turned out to be a beautiful but very humid day here at Lancaster Country Club. And you want to talk about the ability of the fan base to turn out. The players, one after another today, have all commented on how great the galleries have been here just for the practice rounds. In fact, they've been taken aback as to the size of the practice round galleries here and how enthusiastic they've been. They've already set a ticket record here at Lancaster Country Club. They got this championship 5 years ago. They have been building to it to get to this point. Now it's here. And to have the tournament here at Lancaster Country Club. Let's get you up to date on everything else that's going on in sports, and then we'll get to some of the players here at the U.S. Women's Open. First of all, we'll start with tennis. Maria Sharapova, Serena Williams both won in three sets today to get to the semifinals. Novak Djokovic to the men's quarters after surviving a fifth set today. Major League Baseball. The Cardinals are playing the Cubs this afternoon. That game, Wrigley and the Cubs lead the Cardinals 3-0, top of the fourth. Kansas City leads Tampa Bay 3-1. The Pirates play San Diego tonight, while the Phillies action this evening as well when they take on the Dodgers. If you heard the commentary of Vin Scully, he talked about the young players for Philadelphia and how Ryan Sandberg was a great player who made things look easy. And he said one of the keys to any sport is the ability to do the little things. And so far, the Phillies haven't done the little things. That's as critical as you'll ever hear Vin Scully get of another team. That tells you a lot. All right, we're at the U.S. Women's Open, where fans, one after another, I know when I was out there today, they kept asking in the south of France. I said, he should be here instead of in the south of France, but that's just the way it goes. I mean, Kyle, let's face it, we all know he's a south of France kind of guy. He just is.
Without a doubt.
I mean, we know that.
When you think Kevin, you think south of France.
I know a lot of people want to send south of France. No, I'm just kidding. It was interesting today. I was interviewed by some TV stations before I started going here. Before I came on to the show. And I was asked a lot of good, typical questions. What do I think of the course? Who's going to win the tournament? My pick, by the way, was Stacey Lewis to win the tournament because Lancaster Country Club is a course that favors a player who hits a fade. Well, the top player in this field that hits a fade is Stacey Lewis. We'll hear from her a little bit. Jack Hammer, Dick Girardi, which one would I pick to be on the golf course with me? So that's a two-part question. I said, if I'm off the tee and I'm making approach shots in the green, I picked Jack Ham. I said, but when it comes to the flat, Girardi. Girardi's one of the better putters I've ever seen. It's funny, the Coaches versus Cancer Golf Tournament, Dick only brought with him a 7-iron and a putter. He said, those are the only two I'm going to need today, a 7-iron and a putter. And he sank 6 putts for his team as the day went along. So off the tee, Jack Ham. Approach into the green, Jack Ham. But when it comes to navigating the greens, if I had to pick one guy to putt, it would be Dick Girardi. So I'll admit this. It was actually a very entertaining question to close it out. So coming up, we'll take a look at some of the players in the tournament. We'll come back with Christy Kerr in a moment from Lancaster Country Club here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other options auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
Dear pesky blackheads, you disgust me. You're ugly, dirty, and just plain nasty. I've scrubbed and scrubbed, but you won't budge. Enough is enough. Meet my new Biore Deep Cleansing Charcoal Pore Strip. This new strip with natural charcoal will pluck you out. Oil too, it'll suck it right up. Sayonara, blackheads. See ya on the Biore Strip side. Sincerely, finally clean pores. Interested? Find these new strips in store now. Biore. Free your pores.
Auto Trader presents Car Shopping with the Dukes of Hazzard.
Our old car can't shake the sheriff anymore, Luke. We need a new one. What was that?
A text alert from Auto Trader. I let them know what we wanted, and they found one that has it all. Look, it's perfect.
Yeehaw!
Hey, another alert. The price dropped on that car.
Auto Trader again?
No, Daisy needs her shorts from the dry cleaners.
Auto Trader helped Dukes find the perfect car, and they'll help you find your car your way in Hazzard County or the Scranton area.
All business owners need to know the important legal considerations essential for creating a strong foundation and ensuring long-term success. Find out the facts at the GSKIZ Workshop, Tuesday, July 21st from 11 to 1 at the Seelands Grove in downtown Seelands Grove. The speaker, Christina B. Magolis, Esquire, has extensive experience in business planning and corporate law and will show you how to provide a solid legal framework for businesses to grow and succeed. This event is free to the public, but you must register now at GSKIZ.org. Sponsored by the Seelands Grove Inn, Market Street, Seelands Grove.
It's about your life and your money. It's the Dave Ramsey Show.
Giving changes the whole equation. That's why I meet very, very, very few wealthy people who are not generous. The vast majority of them are generous people. And that's why I hate all this mythology associated with this whole politics of envy thing that goes on out there. We're trying to get everybody mad at all the rich people. It's just bogus. They're generous people. It's how they became wealthy, you guys. It's highly attractive.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays at 1 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK app.
U.S. Women's Open, Lancaster Country Club. Great to be with you on this Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, Steve Sampson. We'll talk media tomorrow. And then a little bit of hockey news coming up on Thursday. Looking forward to that. And Friday as well, as we get ready for the Lift for Life, which will take place Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Penn State lacrosse field next to the indoor sports complex on the Penn State campus to benefit kidney cancer research. Christy Kerr has had quite a record at the U.S. Women's Open. She has played in 19 of these. She has finished in the top 10 7 times. She won at Pine Needles back in 2007. And over a 7-year span, she finished no lower than 20th. Last year, that streak was broken when she did not make the cut at Pioneers number 2. this year, 5 top 10 finishes, including a win at the Kia Classic. She's about to play Christy Kerr in her 20th U.S. Open.
It is, and I actually wasn't aware that it was 20. I actually thought it was more. pretty amazing. Yeah, I've had a great career, and I feel like I'm kind of just in the middle part of my career, so hopefully I can get to 30.
Yeah, and 17-time winner on the LPGA Tour, most recently at the Kia Classic a little bit earlier this year. And it was your first win as a mother. What did that mean to you? Did it add any sort of perspective since you've had your son?
It did, and you know, I came close a lot last year, and I think I was thinking about it a lot. You know, winning as a mom, and then you forget that you've already won 16 tournaments. Like it feels different. So it was incredible to share that with my husband Eric and my son Mason and our friends there. Being a mom definitely gives you a different perspective. You know, the highs, while they're always high, are not so high, and the lows are not. So it's been a blast so far.
Very good. And this year, playing very well, 5 top 10 finishes this year, including a tie for 9th a couple weeks ago at the last tournament. How do you feel that your game is shaping up heading into this week at Lancaster?
I feel great. It's really coming along, and I feel like you know, my coach Michael is here with me this week, and I have just hit it great when he's been around. So I think that I'm going to have a good chance. I've just got to keep my head on straight and just play smart, not try to get too aggressive on this golf course where you can't. You know, this golf course, you can be aggressive in certain spots, but you have to know where they are. So I feel pretty good about my game, and you know, I've got my marksman putter back in my bag. It's the one I won the LPGA Championship with. So I feel good about my you know, my game on the greens.
Great. We're going to open it up to some questions. If you could raise your hand, there'll be a few microphones that will come around to you. We have a question here in the front right. We have Maddie and Marissa running mics.
Oh, thanks.
Sir,
hi
here.
Hi, Christy. I'm Tony Reed from the Washington Post.
Hello.
I wonder if you'd just give us your overall impression of the golf course, what you think of it. I know it's most people feel like it's a pretty long golf course. What is that going to mean as the week goes on?
I think this is a spectacular golf course. You know, I look back on the last 4 or 5 Opens that we've had, and you know, this is my favorite golf course that I've had in the last 3 to 5 years. Very classic, old school golf course. It is. It's playing long because it's a little soft from the rain. I actually like that. I don't, you know, I don't really particularly like a golf course which is so short and, you know, too easy. I think that this is a great golf course for a U.S. Open. The greens are, you know, big enough, not overly big, very tilty. You know, you have to be smart with your caddy and with yourself about where you leave shots into the greens, or if you miss a shot, you better have the right club in your hands because you need to have a chance to get up and down for par. So I think this is a great golf course. And as the week goes on, could firm up, could play a little bit shorter, but, you know, you could get storms here this time of the year as well. So I think it's, I really like this course. I played it in an outing a year ago. And also a couple weeks ago. So I think it's a great test.
Gentleman over here, cream shirt.
ALT.
This is Christy Kerr, the 2007 U.S. Women's Open Champion, playing at her 20th U.S. Open.
Yeah, I mean, any open's a grind. They tend to want to set it up difficult. You know, this golf course is a little bit hilly. It's not overly hilly, which I think, you know, over, I would say, tend to think most of the field is playing every day here, Monday to Sunday, as far as playing practice rounds every day. You have to be careful not to over-prepare because I've certainly been guilty of that in the past where you can play, you know, 318 whole practice rounds and think that helps you out, and it just makes you tired. So I got a good plan with my practice this week not to over prepare, and you just have to manage yourself really well. You got to try to take breaks in between shots because it is a grind. You know, you have to try to get the right amount of rest and try to get away from golf off the golf course as well, because it's a big stage and it's for the it's Open Trophy. It's a physical grind, a mental grind. At the end of the week, whoever is inevitably the ones.
Do we have any other questions for Christy? A question here right in the middle.
Hey, Oldie from CBS 21 here locally. He said it's important to get away from the game when you're not on the course. What does that mean for you? What do you do when you're not on the course, when you're done with number 18?
Going and back to your house and cooking with your family and playing with your baby. I mean, that's what it means to me, you know, just having family time. Just trying to not let it make it so important, so, you know, like this is the biggest tournament of the year. You try to treat it like any other week, and you just got to try to, like I said, try to get away from the game. You know, I wanted to take Mason and my family over to the little dairy farm so that he can see the, you know, the cows and the goats and the sheep, and just kind of try to do some fun local stuff. He got to the house that we're staying is near some fields, and my family got to take him when I was practicing yesterday to go pet some of the donkeys that were plowing the field. So that was kind of cool.
Thanks. Question here, right?
Greens and what you think the role of somebody's short game might be here this week. If the course is playing long, it's going to come into play, I would.
Definitely. I mean, short game is huge in any open, but I think especially this one because it's a very old school course with very tilted greens. I mean, it's a great course because it's right in front of you and it's tough. It's not tricked up. You know they're going to put the pins in some difficult spots. If you miss a shot, like I said, being mentally smart, knowing ahead of time to not, you know, basically to try to eliminate because, you know, making birdies in an open is amazing, but saving shots are equally as important. So, you know, I think that with the greens the way they are, kind of there are some larger greens, but most of them are kind of medium to small on the scale of size, and a lot of slope, whether it's, you know, front to back or right to left. There's runoffs on the greens, and there's a lot of heavy rough around the greens. And, you know, playing long as it is, when you have five irons hybrids and, you know, for instance, having a five wood or three wood even into number 9 and 18, you have to get up and down because, you know, you're not going to hit the green every time with a three wood. So I think short game's super important here.
Any other questions for Christy? With that, Christy Kerr, best of luck
there's
this
one,
week.
There's
is
one
there?
Back there.
There's Christy Kerr, who was going to the. She usually plays very, very well at U.S. Opens and won this at Pine Needles in 2000. The player, of course, that is going to draw the biggest gallery, the player that is going to have a lot of attention on her is the defending champion, a player who is because of hip bursitis has had some physical problems this year. But Michelle Wee is the defending champion in this tournament. She is also, when you look at the history of women's golf, you need to have players. I mean, look, it's in any sport. I don't care whether it's the World Cup, play of the Women's World Cup here in the Media Center at Lancaster, but the name on the front of the jersey means so much, thus it translates to the casual fan. And Fox was able to get a great rating out of that because of the fact that, you know, it translated to the casual fan. It just means a lot when that happens. And when you look at at Michelle Wee, as a prodigy, comes up at the age of 13. declares she wants to play in both the PGA and LPGA tours. Well, she's the kind of player that goes out and she translates to the casual fan. And that means a lot along the way, that she has the ability to do that. And I think that it's something that when you look at her, that's one of the more important things that you see in her, is that ability to translate across the board. And so we'll hear from the defending U.S. Women's Open champ, who last year at Pinehurst number two displayed poise, guts, and, of course, the skill that we always expect out of her. And we will hear from her in the next half hour. Also, the player I think that can win this thing, Stacey Lewis. Also still to come, Morgan Pressel, Paula Kramer. All of them said the same thing. Why isn't Kevin Herr here? Fortunately, it's Tuesday and not Thursday, and they have 48 hours to overcome the disappointment. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Route 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Key Galleries here at Lancaster Country Club for the practice rounds yesterday, Sunday, and today. And the players have been genuinely impressed and touched by it all. They've already set ticket sales records here, but there are still tickets available to come. And still an opportunity to get tickets to see the Women's Golf National Championship. Probably the premier event on the entire LPGA Tour is this one right here, the U.S. Women's Open, taking place this year at Lancaster Country Club, the seventh time that the state has hosted the U.S. Women's Open. This is a golf course that favors a player that can... And Stacey Lewis is a player that fades the ball, and not only that, she has had another really good year. When you look at what she's been able to accomplish, Stacey, everything you could ask for in this, except win this tournament. Finished in the top three twice, including her second place finish last year at Pinehurst number two. And then you look at what she's been able to do this year. Well, this year she's had a really good year with five top three finishes, eight top tens, five top fives along the way. She's coming off a third-place tie in Arkansas last week. She just has had a great year. She's also played 113 under par for the year so far. Stacey Lewis. Last year, carded a 66 in the final round at Pinehurst number two to put the pressure on Michelle Wee.
Well, I love Pinehurst. I loved the venue there, the setup. Playing after the guys was just, it was a really cool and special week. And, obviously started out well and finished really well. We had some drama there at the end, so I thought I was going to give Michelle a run. All in all, it was a really cool week.
This course, obviously, a little different from Pinehurst. You have some rough. You've been here since Sunday. You said, how does this course look to you? How do you think it suits your game, which the strength seems to be putting?
Yeah, it's very different from last year. The golf course is really soft with all the rain and a ton of grass on it, so the greens probably aren't as quick as we would like them. But it's still sticky. I think off the tee and especially into some of the greens, you got to be able to hit shots, hit some fades, hit some draws. I think it's going to favor more of a left to right shot overall. So I think that sets up for my game really well. And then putting, at any U.S. Open, you have to putt well. You have to make some 4 and 5 footers, and they're going to have a ton of break to them, but you just got to make them.
Now, these major championships, you haven't finished outside of the top 16 in the last 9 major championships. Is it something about the majors or playing 2 holes, the preparation, the mind, or the championships itself that lends itself to your game?
Well, I didn't know that, so thanks for that stat. But it's playing its hardest, and then you get a major aspect of your game. You can't just putt it well and get through the week or hit it well and get through the week. You got to do everything well. And I like the big stage. I like Homer. We got the crowds. So I just embrace the challenge of majors. And I think you play better when you do that.
And you've had an extremely consistent year this year. No wins, but already 5 top 3 finishes. How is your game coming into this week?
The game's good. You know, you asked me that a month ago. I probably wouldn't have said that. But the last few weeks, I've really made some good progress with the golf swing, getting the club in a better position at the top. And it just really, Arkansas last week kind of opened things up and just really was able to just play golf instead of thinking about mechanics and things like that. So I like where my game sets up for this golf course.
Great. With that, we'll open it up some questions. If you could please raise your hand, we'll have a microphone run over. I'm going to go out here on the far right.
Stacy, is there going to be one particular part of your game that will be tested this week?
You know, I think this golf course is going to test everything. I think the big thing is getting in the fairway. Well, the fairways are pretty generous, but you still have to get it in the fairway. You know, with a wet golf course, you have to. If you're hitting out of the rough, it's just going to make it harder because you can't run anything up. So hitting the fairways and then putting well. Putting well wins any golf tournament, let alone a major.
Okay, we're going to go over here on the left.
Hi, Stacy. Mike Gross from Lancaster Newspapers. Now that you've had a little chance to process what happened in Arkansas, would you do anything differently down the stretch in the way you handled playing 18?
No, I would have made the putts on 16 and 17. So, you know, you can't go back and second guess any decisions that you make. You know, I just wish I would have made those 2 putts, because then that, if I'd have made those 2 putts, it probably changes the way I played. I kind of now know. I mean, I didn't know that Nyon had hold out, but I knew I needed to make eagle on 18, and I felt like my best chance was holding out a wedge shot.
Gonna go over here in the left aisle.
Hi, Stacy. Pat Prince with WGAL-TV. Can you talk a little bit about the reception that you've received so far from the crowd, even more to playing the tournament, knowing the enthusiasm here has been building really for 5-some years?
Yeah, I was shocked yesterday at the amount of people we had out for a Monday practice round. You know, you get more at a U.S. Open, but for a Monday, it was a lot more people than I've ever seen. So you can tell, though, the way the just kind of going around to different places, the way they're embracing us and they're excited about us being here. It's really cool. I think us, you know, this type of town and this venue is a great, great place for us. You know, where we're coming and we're the biggest thing that's coming to town this year, probably. So it's a great place for us to play.
Gentleman here with the striped shirt in the center.
Stripes, thank you. Stacy, so many top 5 finishes lately. Does it work on you mentally, and how do you battle the mental part of that?
Yeah, I mean, it wears on you a little bit, but, you know, I want to be in contention. I want to give myself chances to win, and doing that, you're not going to win every time. You know, that's just the way the cards fall. You're going to have somebody make eagle on you and do something like that. So it's just kind of the way I play. You know, I would rather, you know, be in contention, have top fives than it's just.
Stay right here in the center.
Hi, Stacy. Brandon Prunty from New York Times. When you look at Yanni Tseng, what do you see? Obviously, her game has gone from, you know, number one to where she is now. I mean, is it as players, how something like that happens?
Yeah, it's been hard to watch because I played a lot of golf with her when she was her run there, kind of 2011, 2012, and it was. I think it's the best golf I've ever played. The run she was on, She can hit shots that nobody else can hit. She is making putts with confidence, and I think the golf swing is coming back. You can just tell the confidence isn't quite there, that she can do it. And she's a great person, you know, so I would like to see her get back playing the way she was, but I think right now it's just a confidence factor for her.
This is a follow-up. Is it kind of a scary thought for players that your game can go that high and disappear?
Of a wake-up call, you know, that it can happen to the rest of us. It can happen to anybody. You look, kind of the same Anya's auto the last year or so, same kind of deal. And if anything, it just makes you stay on top of your game to make sure, you know, maybe you don't get to that point either. But I know it's for Aaron as a competitor to watch because you know how good they are.
Gentleman here with the camera in the right center.
From LCTV, is there a hole that stands out to you so far for it in your short exposure to LCC?
I like the last four holes. You play 14, come back to the clubhouse, and then I think a lot's going to happen in those last four. I'm guessing the USGA might make that one drivable, make something happen there at the end. I think it'd be a great hole to play up, make it drivable. 17, good par threes. So I think those last four holes are going to provide a lot of drama.
Question here in the right aisle.
Hi, Stacy, Jeff Hartman. Specifically on number 15, are you going to cut the corner on that, or is that your game plan? I know if you go down to the left, you're going to have a real long second shot. Could you?
I think it's just kind of depending on the wind. Yesterday it was a little right left, and so you kind of start out over the corner and then it came back. So it really just depends on the wind. I think you'll see some three woods out to the left. The only problem with that is that it leaves you a pretty long second shot in. So it sets up for a little bit of a fades, which I like to hit. So for me, I think I'll probably hit driver there.
Other questions for Stacy? With that, Stacy Lewis, 8:02 off the first tee on Thursday.
That is Stacy Lewis. I think she, with her game, because she plays the fade, and this is a fade golf course. This is a left-to-right golf course. Because of that, I think it gives her an advantage going into this one, an opportunity for her to win her first U.S. Open championship. Lydia Ko coming up next half hour, Michelle Wee, as we continue on News 1070.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
What information do you need to make your life more complete, your summertime more fun? Well, you're likely to find it in the current issue of Susquehanna Life magazine.
Hi, this is Erica Shames, publisher of Susquehanna Life magazine. One of the most frequent compliments we get from readers is, "I've lived here all my life and I never knew that until I read it in Susquehanna Life magazine." Inside the summer issue, you'll find articles on where to explore and connect to natural places, what you can learn at the Susquehanna River School, where to hike in St. Anthony's Wilderness, and the forces coming together to light a spark in Danville. You'll also get our annual museum and gallery guide sponsored by Wise Markets, comprehensive event listings, and top 10 places to view the Susquehanna River.
Right now, subscribe to Susquehanna Life magazine for 2 years, and you'll get the summer issue free. Subscribe for 2 years, get the summer issue free. Call 1-800-232-1670 to order your subscription to Susquehanna Life magazine. And thanks for making Susquehanna Life a part of your life.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6's new improved website lets you book a room and save more for what you travel for faster than ever. Even faster than you can find your keys, which you swore were right on the little hooky thing by the garage door where they always are, and we can land a robot on a comet, but we can't keep keys from disappearing. Oh, here they are. Left them in my jacket. Don't you hate that? I'm Tom Baudet for the new improved Motel6.com, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News. He may have his share of critics, whether from the media or political world, but there are at least two reasons you should not dismiss Donald Trump as a presidential candidate. Also, the dashboard display in your car can do more than ever, but how much is too much? And what to know before you crowdfund Greece? Wednesday on This Morning, America's First News. Join us for This Morning, America's First News. Weekday mornings at 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
The first annual Hall for the Heroes 5K Run Walk is Saturday, July 11th at the David L. Persing Recreation Complex, North 4th Street in Sunbury. The Hall for Heroes will benefit Leek Hunting and Mountain Preserve. It's a volunteer-run facility offering therapeutic outdoor programs for wounded veterans. Registration is $25 for adults, $10 with military ID. Sign up now at parunners.com.
Hi, I'm Stu Schroeder with the Friends of Shikellamy State Park, and I would like to personally invite you to our next event at the marina. On Thursday, July 16th, from 6 to 8:30, we will have Nate and the Aces at the Overlook. Nate is a Sealands Grove native who knows how to bring the blues home. Farrell Winery will provide a selection of their wines for tasting. We have a full schedule of events planned this summer, so come join us. For more information, go to friendsofshikellamystatepark.org.
Our country club, great to have with them. Already heard so far from Stacy Lewis, Christy Kerr, 18-year-old Lydia Coe. She turned 18 on April 24th. She was last year's LPGA Rookie of the Year. She already has 7 career victories on the LPGA Tour, including 2 that she has this season, coming off a 6th-place finish at the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship. Lydia Coe, one of the bright young, she does on tour and translated into a major event.
Yeah, I mean, this should I be closing?
Yeah,
that's great. Awesome start to the year. I think ANA was really the first tournament where I wasn't top 10, and it's been a lot of fun. I didn't play well the last couple of weeks. It's great to, stay in Arkansas, and just a lot of confidence coming into this week, and I know that I'm hitting the confident and just trust my game.
Now, you're number one this year in regular.
You don't really want to be making many plays here, just because of the rain. It's definitely going to be more stickier, more grabby in the rough, so I got to keep to the fairways, got to keep to the green. Even if you hit the green, it's going to be tough putts because they're quite undulated. So, just have to position myself, get too aggressive with it, but then some I kind of need to go for it because there's only 2 par fives here, so you got to try and make those birdies somewhere along the way.
And having played the course a few times, what are a few of the courses where you see maybe there's a green light opportunity?
Really, the 2 par fives are the ones where you kind of have to come off with a birdie on at least one of them. There are some shorter par fives along the way, but because of the rain we've had here the last couple of days, the driver is not running much, so it's really all carry distance. It really will be the last next day, but relating the greens, it really depends on the pin positions also.
Very good. Let's open it up to a few questions. If you could
Lydia. Hey, first of all, I can't hear you. Secondly, how do you avoid putting too much pressure on yourself after the last major and coming into this one and wanting to show everybody how well you can play in the big venue?
How do I talk louder? Should I just speak louder?
Yeah, quicker to the closer.
Okay. yeah, you know, KPMG, obviously, I was really excited for that week. You know, disappointed on a Friday. But, you know, I think just playing well, getting that top 10 finish in Arkansas is definitely a good confidence booster for this week. And you know, every tournament is different, you know, week by week. You can shoot 20 under par one week and then shoot even par the next. So it's, I think I just kind of have to forget about it, you know, just be excited again. And I can't believe it's already been a year since the back-to-back opens we had last year. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great week.
Other questions for Lydia? One here in the front left.
Hi, Lydia. Mike Gross from Lancaster Newspapers. The last tournament round you played, I think you hit 18 greens in regulation. What'd you shoot, 60? It's got to be a good thing, right? I mean, talk about how that boosts your confidence and positive stuff going forward that comes from that.
Yeah, I had hit the ball really well that whole week. First day, I had a couple, you know, wayward tee shots, but then from the second day, and you know, I kind of got it all sorted. And you know, I was hitting the ball good, but the ball really on the ground weren't dropped. At the end of the day, it's important for those crucial putts to drop, and you know, that happened on the last day. And you know, when you finish well and have a low score in any tournament, you know, you definitely know that you're going to go up the leaderboard. And you know, it was the right time for me because it was the last tournament before, you know, our upcoming major.
A question here in the right aisle.
Rick Becker Rady and the Tick are looking huge from what everybody's saying. In that type of environment, how do you prepare yourself for sort of the added attention that's going to be on every hole this week?
Yeah, I think there will be a lot of people here to watch us, and you know, that's the great thing about the US Open. You know, there are crowds not only supporting one group, but pretty much the whole way, you know, packed. So it's part of it. You know, it's going to be great to go wild when they see birdies on 18, or, you know, when we're teeing off on 1 or 10. But yeah, I think it's going to be great, and it's really part of this major and what makes it so great about it. So I think all the players are excited. Also, the spectators are excited to see some great golf this week.
She just turned 18 2.5 months ago. That is Lydia Ko, who's already won 7 times. What will be her 4th U.S. Open as a player. Her best finish was a year ago, finished 15th at Pinehurst number 2. So coming up in the next hour, we will hear from Michelle Wee. We'll hear it from her at 4:06, the defending U.S. Open champion. She won last year at Pinehurst number 2, especially with that great stretch down the stretch on 16, 17, and 18 at Pinehurst number 2. Morgan Pressel, Paula Kramer. We'll also hear from them in NB Park, who is the only player in the modern era to win the first 3 majors of the year when she did that in 20 right now on the planet that can relate to the mindset of Jordan Spieth heading into the British Open. It probably is NB Park because she won the first 3 in 2013, and then she went to the British Open. And so that's what we have coming up. Michelle Wee, NB Park, Paula Kramer, Morgan Pressel, coming up in the next hour. Let's get you up to date on what's happening in Major League Baseball this afternoon and get you up to date on the scores. The Cubs and the Cardinals are playing today at Wrigley Field in Chicago. In fact, I think they have a doubleheader today, so this is the first of a day-night doubleheader. The Cubs in the bottom of the 8th inning lead the Cardinals 4-2. Tampa Bay and Kansas City 4-4 in the bottom of the 6th. Pirates and San Diego tonight 7:05. And the Phillies will play at the Dodgers tonight beginning at 10:10. So you're up to date now on the scoreboard. And a big day today at Wimbledon with both Maria Sharapova and Novak Djokovic was able to advance to the quarterfinals on the men's side by winning his fifth and deciding set that began yesterday. Michigan in the next West Women's Open champion. The U.S. Atlantic Country Club. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.
CBS News, I'm Harley Carnes. Painkillers, the gateway drug to heroin.